Good evening. Welcome to the Manasquan School District Board of Education regular public Board of Education meeting for March 22nd, 2016. Our call to order, opening statement pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10. Notice this meeting has been provided by publication in Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sandy, roll call, please.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Burns. Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mrs. DePalma.
Here.
Mr. Fiore.
Here.
Mr. Gardner. Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Here.
Mr. Loffredo.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mr. Serino.
Here.
Mr. Vitale. Mr. Warren.
Here.
Sean Nolan. Julia Hohenstein.
Here.
Matthew Del Garcia. Megan Giaforti. We have a quorum.
Thank you. For anyone that wasn't here last week, Mr. Warren was appointed to fill a vacant seat for the remainder of the year and was sworn in at the end of our last public meeting. We welcome you, Mr. Warren.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Our mission statement, Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with the community. Our statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by a unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it's placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Acceptance of minutes. Recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined committee of the whole and regular public meeting and closed executive session of March 1st, 2016. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes?
Motion.
Mrs. Bassone, a second. Mrs. Muley, any discussion? Sandy?
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Abstain.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Abstain.
Carried.
Thank you. Our student board representative report, Ms. Owensy.
I'm here from Key Club, and right now our Key Club efforts are very much focused on Squanathon, which Squanathon, for those that are unfamiliar, it's a 12-hour dance-a-thon that is coming up on April 15th, and it raises money for local families affected by pediatric cancer. Right now we have about 300 dancers that are signed up, all of which raised over $200 to participate, and we're still taking donations that can be made online or given to Mr. Bertaglia at some point. And we are really hoping for another successful event. So Key Club will be sponsoring that.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are now to the presentation portion of the meeting, and I will turn it over to Dr. Cajun.
Thank you. Shall we move to the podium?
Tom, can you grab him?
I want to welcome everyone to tonight's meeting. Thank you for being here. It was awesome. We had a great week this week. Two great events happened this week that I'm so proud of. The Addams Family, if you had a chance, how many saw the Addams Family this week? Wasn't it wonderful?
It was really good.
Was it cool?
Yeah, it was really funny.
And we were very fortunate last night to also be represented at the state finals for girls basketball, as well as our spring sports actively being engaged, and so many things happening in district. So it's just a compliment to all the students that we have here doing such a great job, and staff. And with that in mind, the Board of Education always likes to start our meetings by recognizing some of our finest students. And as you can see on the slide, that Massachusetts Board of Education selects students of the month. How do we go about selecting those students of the month? Students who are recognized at our board meetings receive a certificate of commendation as well as Wally Bucks that you can use at lunch. And those students serve as role models for their peers. They're academically motivated. And I really think one of the brands for Manasquan, when you talk to people around the state, is the level of academic excellence that students achieve. Last night I was sitting at the game and three people from Tom River came in and sat behind us and asked us who we were rooting for because we were in overtime. And we said Manasquan. And they said they were surprised to see that we had attained that level of athletic prowess being at that game because they knew Manasquan as being a school that really does well academically. I was proud to hear that, but I wanted to look at them and say, really? Haven't been paying attention for the past 3 years? But that was nice to hear, and that is true. These students demonstrate leadership in and out of the classroom and have a positive attitude towards school, are involved in extracurricular activities, and perform school and community service activities. And we really are proud of these students, and parents, you really have a reason to be proud of your children. The ELF students, or Teenager of the Month, are also selected. They are nominated by our teacher, and they demonstrate leadership qualities, character, a sense of self-service, community, through civic or school-related activities. So that's how these students are selected. So there is a process and a procedure. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate our High School Students of the Month for February, our senior, Lauren McDonald. Lauren? And this is the time of the meeting when I either ask you a question or I ask you to sing something, and I'm on the beginning. Congratulations. Thank you very much for being here. Awesome. And our junior, Jack McCrane. Jack, is Jack here this evening? We'll ensure that he receives his certificate. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate our Students of the Month for February. Dana Van Pelt, our sophomore. And our freshman, Riley McCallum. Riley. We also have our Teacher of the Month, who is chosen by our Senior Student of the Month. And tonight, I'd like to congratulate Eric Wozneski, our high school science teacher. Eric? Eric does a wonderful job. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate the ELTS Teenager of the Month from 12th grade, Megan Portman. Megan. You know, I'm really dying to ask questions or have somebody sing, but I promised myself I wouldn't do that. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate my elementary school student of the month of February, Grayson Devine. Grayson. Our elementary school Teacher of the Month for February, Gina DeMattia. Gina. Congratulations. Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate our Elks Student of the Month from the elementary school, Victoria Carell. We also have tonight the winners, first and second place, of our Ascending District Geography Bid. And as you can see, there's an explanation on the screen. General Hippie finished first and Mago List finished second in the school-wide Geography Bid. They finished first and second in the Ascending District competition. Danny earned the right to take the state's online Geography Bid, where he finished the top 100 throughout New Jersey. This qualifies Danny to go to Rowan University on April 1st to compete for the New Jersey State Championship. If he wins, he goes to the National Championship in Washington, D.C. in May. As of now, he stands as school and Ascending District champion and qualifies for the state competition. Without further ado, Daniel Hippie, our first place. Ascending District Area Elks Hoop Shoot. He then became the New Jersey State Elks Hoop Shoot Champion, and just this past weekend traveled to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania for the regionals, where he finished second out of about 10 competitors. He hit 21 out of first 25 shots, but the winner hit 24 out of 25 free throws. He remains the New Jersey State Champion. Now we have our multimedia Italian contest winners. And I would love to focus on the Italian contest winners. However, I have someone this evening who asked to present, and I know she's going to do well. She's doing such a great job developing our Italian program. Without further ado, Rosa Russo. Rosa, come on.
Buonasera a tutti, good evening. Buonasera. Buonasera. Anybody speak Italian here? No, a little? I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce myself. I'm Rosa Russo, I'm the new Italian teacher in the district. I'd also like to take a moment to thank Dr. Cajun, Mr. Coppola, Mr. Kirk, Mrs. Graziano, and my supervisor, Mrs. Kerensky, on behalf of their continuous support toward the Italian program here at Manasquan. Last month, our Manasquan Elementary School students in our Italian 1 class entered a statewide competition sponsored by ITANGE, which is up on the board, and that stands for the Italian Teachers Association of New Jersey. Competitors were required to demonstrate their skills in Italian through written and oral expression in a multimedia-based project focusing on l'industria e la scienza. So which is industry and science. Our students depicted how Italy contributed and influenced the global advances made in science and industry over the past 100 years. I would like to congratulate Michaela Denton, Jane Antolucci, Annabelle Ferraro, our three winners of the middle school competition. I am proud of each and every one of you and your accomplishments and your dedication to Italian, both inside and outside of the classroom. Michaela, I just want to share a few words. Our first place winner, Michaela, your continued dedication and passion for the Italian language and culture is evident in your work. Congratulazioni. Jane. Michaela. Prego. Jane, our second place winner, you have shown excellent effort and dedication to the Italian language and culture both inside and outside of the classroom. Congratulazioni. Annabelle, our third place winner, your leadership and confidence in the classroom is contagious and is visible in your work. Ottimo lavoro e congratulazioni. Thank you.
It's only the first year of our program. DeRosa, I'm very proud of what you have accomplished.
Thank you.
And Barbara and Colleen, you made a wonderful choice with our Italian teacher. Thank you for that.
Shouldn't say grazie.
This is the part of the meeting where I tell all the students that if they'd like to go home and take care of their homework and maybe watch a TV show, that it's going to be a very interesting next hour, but I don't think you're going to get a lot out of it. But thank you for coming out. We appreciate it.
Congratulations. Thank you, Barry.
You're more than welcome to stay.
Dr. Cajun, are we going to have Italy, Italian class in the high school now?
We have Italian 1 and Italian 2 for next year. And we have quite a few students. So the answer to your question, we will have it in high school.
I didn't know if that was just at the elementary school.
No, and she'll also be at the elementary school next year.
She's awesome.
She developed a great program in a year.
I like listening to her.
That's why I figured she'd do much better at it than I would.
Yeah, you would have killed that.
I would have tried hard. You ready?
We are now to number 11. We're to number 9, the superintendent's report and information items. Dr. Cajun.
Thank you very much. Our total enrollment in the high school, we have 957 students, and at the elementary school, as we speak, we have 653, totaling 1,600.
Nice even number.
That's awesome. Also, we have our fire drills. In the high school on February 4th, we had a lockdown drill that lasted 15 minutes at 8 o'clock. On February 22nd at 8:05, for 7 minutes, we had a fire drill. I think that's excellent, 7 minutes. At the elementary school on February 22nd at 11:53, thank you very much for being so precise, for 10 minutes, we had an exterior lockdown threat drill. And on February 24th at 11:50, for 15 minutes, we had an interior lockdown threat drill. So we met the state mandates for safety and security. Regarding our harassment intimidation report for the month, we had no cases of harassment intimidation, although we had 2 investigations, we had no cases per se.
before I say that's my superintendent's report, I just want to make sure I am correct, because I did read this before I came here tonight.
You did a great job.
Thank you very much.
I read it also.
Thank you for that. That is my superintendent's report for this evening.
Thank you, Dr. Cajun.
Very well.
Do we have a motion to recommend approval and acceptance of the superintendent's report? Mr. Serino, seconded by Ms. Pisano. Any discussion about the superintendent's report? Sandy?
Mrs. Pisano.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr.
Tanny.
I'm pretty sure you know your name, right?
Mrs. De Palma.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Perry.
With vigor.
We are now to our first public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board should be recognized by the presiding officer, should give their names, addresses, and the group they represent, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. The public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone from the massive crowd like to be heard? No. Seeing no one, we'll move on to the Manasquan general items. And if it's okay with everyone, we're going to lump together items 11 through 21. Does anyone need anything separated? Items 11 through 21. Do we have a motion for items 11 through 21? Mr. Catani, second. Mr. Pisano, any discussion on items 11 through 21? Sandy.
Mrs. Pisano.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
And for the Manasquan Sending District items 22 through 30, would anyone need anything separated 22 through 30? Do we have a motion for 22 through 30? Ms. De Palma? Second? Mr. Serino? Any discussion? Sandy?
Mrs. Pisano?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Number 27 abstained from Kim Reed. Number 28 abstained for Richard Reed. Yes.
Mr. Lofredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
We are now to the old and new business portion of the meeting. Does anyone have any old business that they would like to discuss with the board? And any new business? Is that a maybe? No?
I remembered something driving here and I forgot it now. I'll think of it.
Okay.
Next week. Next month.
We are now to our second public forum on any items, agenda or otherwise. Would anyone from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one, we'll move to executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the Act provides that the Manasquan Board of Education may hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or are one of the 9 subject matters listed in Section 12B of the Act. And whereas it is recommended by the superintendent that the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. And whereas that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Manasquan Board of Education, that the board should go into executive session to discuss the following items. Number seven, litigation or contract matters or attorney-client privilege, which will be in relation to an update on pending litigation. Items discussed in executive session will result in board action when the board reconvenes public session. That will not be the case this evening. There will be no further action taken this evening. We will be meeting in the room to the left and not where we normally meet. Do we have a motion to adjourn to executive session? Mr. LaFredo, second. Ms. Pisone, all those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.